Ace Podcast.
You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast, Season 1, Episode 9, with special guest hosts Jeff and Cade, the creators of the comedy improv podcast, Super Peepee Time. I also want to give a shout out to all the listeners in Ashburn, Virginia. You guys seem to really be enjoying the show out there, and we love it. Also wanted to tell Ace Podcast Network thank you for letting us be a part of their network. You can see them over at acepodcastnetwork.com. Today on the show, we'll be discussing why there were thousands of red Skittles all over the freeway. We have two very special guest callers call into the show, all that, and that's about it today on the Crazy Town Podcast.
Burn you! Take three!
Hello, and welcome once again to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. I am your host, Jonas, and with me today is two very special guests, the creators of the Super Peepee Time Podcast, Jeff and Cade. Why don't you go ahead and say hello to everybody?
Hey, everybody. I'm Jeff.
I'm Cade.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming in and collaborating with me today. Do you want to go ahead and let everybody know where they can check your podcast out, where they can hear it, follow you, etc.?
Sure. It's well, as you said, it's called Super PP Time. And if you find us on Twitter at Super PP Time, we're on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Snorkel, podcast listening.
No.
Wad Gong listeners. Tune In Radio. We are on that. We're on whatever. Just look for Super PP Time. We're surprisingly the only podcast called that.
You heard it there. Hear him on Troubled Gong Radio, guys. So anyways, we do have a great show for you guys planned. Well, I guess in our case, not planned for you today. But we'll be coming right back. If you aren't following us on Twitter, it's at The Crazy Town Pod. Our website, of course, is thecrazytown.com. It has all the ways to follow and listen to the show. And then we'll be right back and get started on this episode of The Crazy Town Podcast.
Hi, this is Craig.
And this is Aaron from Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone.
You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast.
On the Ace Podcast Network.
Okay, and we're back here at the Crazy Town Podcast. All right, guys, first I wanted to get into this weird fucking article I saw the other day about it happened in Dodge County, Wisconsin. Thousands of red Skittles spilled all across the highway, and it was a mystery. Like, the sheriff's office didn't know where it came from. So I thought the story was neat in general, but I guess my main concern is where the Skittles were actually headed. You guys have any guesses where you think these Skittles were headed?
Well, my first question is this really something for the sheriff's department to be dealing with? doesn't seem like a sheriff kind of a problem, but
They called in the SWAT team originally, and they're
right. Then they just were like, let's just call it an airstrike. Let's just take them out.
Like carpet bombed the road.
What they didn't know is these were outlaw Skittles. That's where they feel.
That's right.
Sure.
A rogue band of Skittles going to try to rob banks all across the country. That's the hidden part of the story.
But they were just born to lose. You know, these poor guys, they just didn't make it to the crime. It's a shame. It's really sad. It's a sad story for me.
They just ended up melted into the fucking tar of the road.
All the woodland creatures from around there just went crazy on that.
Are just spastic.
Funny you should mention that, because where they were actually going was to a farm to be fed to cows.
Yeah, what? See, that doesn't sound...
No, wait a minute. They're not going to eat that. They're not going to eat it.
I didn't believe it either, but what this article said is that they were the rejected Skittles, so like the fucking ones nobody wanted.
Oh, no.
That's like the greatest Skittle that ever happened. Kind of tastes like you're eating a toy. So
right, exactly. So how could they be any worse?
The
than
worst
that?
Ones. Yeah.
Yeah, the rejected Skittles. You mean every one that's ever been manufactured? This is the most horrible candy in the history of candy.
Yeah, our bodies reject even the ones we eat. Our bodies reject them instantly.
They come out in full form. You just shit Skittles out.
Exactly.
I
suppose could be a source of income. You could just resell them, I guess.
Maybe that's what
they
do.
I don't understand Skittles. I mean, it just seems like when they were making candy, they just phoned that in when they made that. It just tastes like it's just some sugar, and they just put a coating on it and just said, all right, ship it out.
That's about right.
We're tired of thinking of candy. Like we did stuff with fruit flavors. We did it. Exactly. It's time to retire. It's time. Like, I don't have the love of the game anymore. I just
really,
want to make.
Does anybody really like Skittles?
I'm gonna go out on a limb here. I kind of like Skittles a little. Like,
oh,
three flavors.
Come on! You're lying to yourself.
You're denying yourself much better candies.
Yeah, I tell myself that every single day when I eat them. I eat them in the corner, like crying, like in the crying game. Like I just found out, my girlfriend was a man, sort of situation.
Sure.
Yeah, you just found out that those M&Ms were in fact Skittles. was the original draft of the crying game. Yeah.
When I find out that my girlfriend is a man, I like Three Musketeers personally.
Right. Then you.
That's just how I roll.
Yeah, I feel like I got to go all the way to Snickers or it doesn't bring me back from the sadness. But, you know, we all have our limits, I suppose.
So, anyways, this farmer literally said these were going to his farm because they are cheap carbs. So I guess that, like, Skittles sell these to the farmers. It says they would sell them to the farmers or they just end up in a landfill. So, like, that's a really broad, like, one side to the other fucking argument.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either they're going to feed the thing that you're going to feed your family, or we're just going to throw it in the garbage and it'll stay there till the end of time and not change. Yeah, these are the two options.
I think they should cut out the middleman on all Skittles and just put them right in the landfill.
Just the production line goes right into the dump.
Exactly. The conveyor belt just goes right into a rat's nest.
Yeah, they should make them there because then they don't have to spend the money on the truck to bring it straight to the dump. Mm-hmm. That's right. Really would save a lot of money.
Everybody wins.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. I didn't think you could just feed just anything to an animal and they just eat it. I mean, this is not like grass at all.
Right.
I mean, it's the opposite of grass, really.
But, Kate, don't you have a dog? I mean, wouldn't that eat anything in your house if given half a chance?
Why, yes. I don't know why I thought a cow would be different, though.
Dude, I am totally with you. I totally thought that this sounded like the most wrong thing in the world.
I just think it sounds wrong to do it. I think it just sounds like yeah, the cow's going to do it because they're morons, but you're supposed to be smart and not do that to the cow.
Right.
Right.
Well, here's the argument. I was looking on this later. It says, okay, so they have to tell the consumer if it's a grass fed cow or like a or if it's like a
or a Skittle fed cow.
Yeah. Right. Like like, do they have candy fed cow determination? Like, that seems like you should relay that to the consumer. Like, if little Jimmy's fucking pounding a steak filled with like Skittles blood, I mean, like, what the fuck, dude?
Well, that's all that he wants. I mean, that's like a little kid. He's like, I can have candy and a burger at the same time. That's all I've ever wanted in life. He hasn't had a lot of time to think about what he wants in life, I guess. But
yeah, well, you know, it can't always be a winner, you know. So, no, here it gets fucking weirder, dudes. I went and saw another article because this got me thinking, like, what the fuck else do they feed cows across the world? There's a farm in Mayura Station in Australia. They have been around 171 years, so I guess they do shit.
That's actually their slogan.
We do shit.
Yeah, they have it on a crest in Latin. I guess we do shit. above like a lion and a dragon.
Yeah, their ancestors shouted that when they rode into battle.
On a horse with a suit of armor screaming, yeah. I guess we do shit.
They didn't do great in battle, but everybody thought they were real nice. So,
So this farm, they pride themselves because they said their cows eat, and I quote, the best Cadbury chocolate and gummy bears and other ingredients. The farmer says a happy cow is a good cow. But I have no fucking clue what that has to do with candy.
Yeah, I have no context for if a happy cow is in fact a good cow. I don't know.
And our cows, like, what does a bad cow do? Like, stand there, like, with a nasty look on his face? I mean,
he aggressively looks at you.
Smoking cigarettes and hanging around with fast women. And Yeah, sure.
Happy cow is a good cow? You think he meant to say that? I feel like maybe that got lost in Australian translation or something.
It may have.
I'm just surprised, like, that they're talking about the best gummy bears as well, because, like, the worst Skittle, which is worse than anything else, is still slightly better than the best gummy bear.
Yeah.
And gummy bears are like insulation for your tub or something. Like.
Well, I keep going up the chain buying gummy bears. Like, I'm, like, looking online for $1,000 gummy bears, because every pack of gummy bears I've ever gotten, I open them, I check the date, they're always taste like they've been around for a couple of years.
Well, that's how they have to age them, or else they're no good.
They're,
man,
aged like a fine wine.
Yeah, like, sure. I read an article yesterday that in Kentucky there's more barrels of bourbon being aged than, like, actually be than there's actually people in the state or something fucked up like that.
I accept that ratio.
So they have to, like, they have these warehouses full of, like, these ones are only 6 months old. We can't send those out to the stores yet because they have to get hard when they're supposed to be soft and pliable.
Yeah, we're not monsters. I mean, we're going to send it out when it's ready. You know, we're going to send it out when these things are just as horrible as they could ever possibly be, or else people won't recognize them as gummy bears.
Right, exactly. They'd be like, what is this? This tastes good? This isn't a gummy bear.
Yeah, this is soft and delicious. No.
Really, they always taste so tough, like beyond, like, I don't get why people eat these things.
How many have you had? Like, you seem like you've actually tried it a lot, Cage. Like, it seems
because I've got little kids and they always want gummy bears. And I'm like, okay, we just opened that one. The date was, it was manufactured yesterday. Let's try it again. And no, it tastes like leather. I mean, it has the texture, you know, of something industrial.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Like something that you put between, like, your brake pads and your tire or something like that.
I think it would work if we did that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could save you guys a lot of money down the road. Just replace all your brake gummy bears.
Yeah, we'd be dead, and then we don't have any more expenses.
Exactly. That's the way it saves you money.
Yeah.
So when I heard they eat Cadbury chocolate, the first fucking thing that popped in my head is these cows just eat those Cadbury Easter eggs all day. Like, the farmer just walks around and pops them in their mouth like a pill.
And they get them all year round, yeah.
That's why I can't find them in my grocery store. All those damn Australian cows are just bogarting them all the time.
Savages, I'll tell you, dude.
Those things are a little bit horrifying as well, only because it's like the size of your fist, and it's like essentially like shoving a baseball of sugar into your... And like trying to fit a baseball in your mouth made of sugar.
Hey, a delicious baseball.
Sure. Like all baseballs, it's delicious, of course.
Thank you. Yes. What I thought, you know, when you first said this, is I imagine there are cows out there in Australia saying, hey, you know, they're feeding us fine chocolate. Things are turning around between us. Maybe they're not going to kill us and eat us after all.
Maybe they're trying to bang us. Like, they're trying to
they're seducing
they're trying to get, like, if the flowers and the wine come in, then all of a sudden then it gets really romantic for these cows. I'm sure
they're growing dandelions in the field and serving them chocolate on dishes, and then they cut their fucking head off and take them to the goddamn butchering plant.
Yeah. you know there are worse lives, I suppose.
Right, I wish I was wined and dined and my head got chopped off. I mean, that would be pretty fucking amazing, right?
You could go on the internet and make that happen this afternoon. Yeah. Are you crazy? You could get that done today, I'm sure of it. Someone would come by.
Yeah, just put on Craigslist. Within an hour, I'd have like 10 emails and phone calls.
There'd be a line down the block around your house, yeah.
Yeah, thank you, internet. It helps us connect to all the weirdos that live in our area.
It makes all the weirdos feel like they're normal, because there's 20 other weirdos who like to do that too.
Yes.
Yeah. There's like a subgroup on Reddit just for people who chop people's heads off after feeding them Cadbury cream eggs in a field.
Yeah, I saw a documentary. A lady, she's 600 pounds, and she made a living off of guys sending her food and money to buy food so they could watch her eat online.
Hmm. Oh.
And yeah.
Wow, a lid for every pot, I guess.
As it were.
Exactly. Well, the last little tidbit about this article, and that'll fucking be about it on it. So this farmer says he uses 10 tons of chocolate a week, right? So, right.
Wow.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
And that's only three cows.
Yes, yes. He only has three cows at a time.
That's right. He detonates them with chocolate and then brings in a few more cows and just keeps jamming them in there.
So what he said was a few years back, he stopped using chocolate. And he said the customers actually complained to him, but without telling them that they didn't eat chocolate anymore, complained to them that the meat tasted different. Mm-hmm. So somehow the fucking chocolate like makes the beef better, according to this farmer.
It works its way right into the steak parts of you.
That happened to me. I had a Big Mac, and I called McDonald's Corporation. I said, I think about 2 weeks ago, this cow may have had a different kind of feed than it usually has. And I feel like they heard me.
Yeah, I had a different experience. I ate a Burger King burger a couple of years ago. It was the last time I ate there because when it came out, it smelled exactly as it did when it was going in. I was like, nothing happened to this.
What do you mean going into what? What do you mean?
Going into my body, it smelled like a Burger King burger. And as it was leaving, same exact story. I was like, really? my body didn't recognize this.
It just passed it through like a kernel of corn.
This isn't my problem. This isn't my area. Just let it go.
Yeah, your stomach was like, hey, listen, I'm giving this to you guys. Your intestine's like, no, we don't want that.
No, we don't. This isn't our job either. Yeah.
I mean, that's really it about this article. I thought it was fucked up. I wanted to talk to you guys about, see what you thought. I mean, you have any final thoughts about your cows potentially eating Skittles or chocolate as their fucking feed?
I think we should talk to a couple of the cows. I think we should talk to a couple of cows and see if they like it.
I do too, but first I want to say this. Okay, so these people could tell when like they switched, they could tell by the taste, like when he just like switched the chocolate or throttled back on the chocolate. Question I have is, what do we taste like? Like if a shark ate us, would they be like, oh, this guy's been having a little bit too much onion? You know what I mean? Are right. we flavored?
We have to be. Yeah, like you taste like Target cupcakes somehow.
That's right. Yeah.
And Sprite, and they would know. They would know that that's K's heavy into Target cupcakes.
Well, I need to beware because those are delicious, and everyone wants to eat me, right?
No, I don't think so. I think it means that you
want to eat me, don't you?
Kind of.
Hold on 1 second. I think we have one of these cows on the phone.
Hello. Oh my gosh!
I don't know how the fuck he got a cell phone or whatever, but he's called. Hello, hello.
Hello? Hello?
Is this a cow that eats Skittles?
I have a name. I mean, you don't have to. Oh, buddy, come over here. This guy just thinks we're a cow that eats Skittles.
Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry for offending you.
No. We're used to it. They feed us all kinds of things. Terry, get on the line here.
Okay, I'm here.
They feed us. I mean, honestly, they tried a lot of things. They fed us bowling pin chips one week.
Those were pretty good.
That was all right, but they said that we tasted like lamp juice afterwards. Uh-huh. It was upsetting. Yeah.
I'm a big connoisseur of lamp juice. What brand of lamp juice did you have?
Morgan's Fields.
Oh, that's the expensive shit. They're treating you guys good over there.
Yeah, we do it.
You guys have had the chicken pot pie, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they feed us eagle pot milk.
Oh. sometimes they'll feed us pigeon can toast. Covered wagon sauce.
Ooh, 2 days ago, I had some jumbled macaroni pie with a side of slits and tips. Have you guys ever had that?
Not exactly. They gave us something similar to that. What did they give you, Terry?
I had the spoons and guns. Delicious.
Yeah, they did one time give me a handful, like Andre the Giant handful of bullets. And they had dipped them in barbecue sauce, and then they had soiled themselves during church that morning.
Did that affect the flavor at all?
Well, it affected my enjoyment of them, I'll tell you that.
I have a couple friends who have cows, and they give them barbecue bullet surprise all the time. So that, are you telling me you had barbecue bullet surprise?
Well, there was no surprise about it. I mean, there was no surprise at all. They were very upfront about it. In fact, he was kind of a jerk about it.
Well, the only problem was 2 days later when my buddy Frank had his morning bowel movement, he shot me in the keister. It was pretty rude.
That's the surprise.
That's the surprise. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they name the dish, and you're like, "Well, it's a surprise. It was all normal." And then later on, you know, it hits you, or someone else. It hits you, I guess, Terry.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm on microphone. You've loaded yourself into a telephone sound now, Terry.
Yeah, well, I made it into this phone booth finally. I've been trying to cram myself in here.
You're doing like an old-time college prank.
Yeah, they usually have a one-cow capacity, so it's pretty nice you were able to get in, Terry. I'm glad that you joined us. I was telling Kate and Jeff that I thought it just sounds like they're just shoving Cadbury eggs down your throat all day, along with all these tuna can casseroles and rumble jelly sandwiches and everything. So have you had the Cadbury eggs?
You know, that's so funny because they don't tell you what they are. You know, they don't tell you. They just, you open your mouth to ask, and then goes three more. And you just have to just chew it for a half an hour, like, you know, like we do. I mean, we just chew stuff. That's pretty much, that's what I majored in at school, was standing and chewing.
Ooh, it sounds like a good degree to go for.
It was an excellent program.
Yeah, that was my minor, actually. I majored in crossing over bridges.
Now, are there many bridges on your farm? Because that sounds like you're really putting yourself in a corner with that degree there, Terry.
Well, I just know that the career opportunities around here are, you know, in that field. I mean, a real field, an actual field.
That actual field. Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Is it, though? Is it very interesting?
Is it really interesting? I mean, the tone of his voice when he said that.
I didn't care for it. I didn't care for that. It seemed sort of passive aggressive, like these cows don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah, we're very sensitive to those things, Jonas.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, we can feel the vibrations in your tool belt area that come out, and just, you know, we can tell emotionally if you are wondering what goes in store-bought marinara sauce or not. We can tell just by the tone of your voice.
I think
he is too. I know he is.
You guys are amazing. I really was just pondering what all goes into store-bought marinara sauce. Now let's talk more about this gift. When did you first were you able to understand what people were thinking by their tool belt vibrations? Because I am wearing a tool belt as well.
So of course you are. Of course you are.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. I don't know about you, Terry. I was stung by a sort of a poisonous bee that had an extra DNA strand in it that, strangely, it evolved to give cows the ability to understand emotions. That's how I got it.
Oh, what strand of poisonous bee? I know there's plenty out there. What was the name of it?
I think it was Ted. I think his name was Ted. He didn't last long after, obviously. You know, they sting you and then they die like idiots. Like, they could just not sting you and be fine. But this guy, he was committed to his career, you know.
I fucking hate Ted bees. They're the fucking worst.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, for me, when I got my gift, I was a calf. I grew up in Hawaii. It was hard to get here, let me tell you. I hitched a ride on a miniature jellyfish. He was really kind to get me to the mainland. I appreciated that.
How did he tell you exactly? How did he tell you over? I mean, did you have a harness built, or how'd you do it?
You know, I just was kind of balanced correctly. He had a kind of a prehensile wang, and that helped a lot.
It always does.
Just to pass the time, you know.
It always helps. I mean, look, it always helps just to know it's there. You know, just for...
So what was the approximate surface area of this jellyfish? If you were a calf, I would imagine it may have been a fairly large one. What would you estimate? What was the square footage of that fish?
Well, you know, he was only about 4 inches wide. But, you know, it was our relationship, the way we bonded, that really got us across the Atlantic Ocean. And all the way across to the Pacific.
Wow, you went across two oceans when you only had to go across one.
I mean, while you're at it. I mean, when are you going to get back there? You know, like, while you're in there, you might as well do all the oceans you're planning on doing, because it's just you're never gonna get the chance again. Yeah, we went across one, and we're just like, screw it, you know, let's go for it. Yeah, it doesn't matter anyway, you know, it's just like, that's one of the great things, I don't know if you know this, Jonas, about us, is we have really, literally nothing on the calendar coming up. Not much going on. No, nothing on the schedule, so it's kind of open, you know, open time, really. It's all free swim for us. Actually, Frank, I see here, not next Thursday, but the Thursday after, we're supposed to be surprised by a possum having sex. Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. But that's not this Thursday, right? No, the Thursday after. It's about two. Okay, because this Thursday I had planned I was going to make uncomfortable eye contact with the farmer while I defecated. Oh, really?
Oh, were you going to stand there angrily to show him that you really meant business? Is that like what you were going to do?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be angry, but it's definitely going to get awkward. You know, it's going to get uncomfortable because I can maintain eye contact for an awfully long time.
Oh.
Well, and I wanted to also give you a heads up, Frank, because in a few minutes I'm going to go over there by the pond, and I'm going to see a shovel and think it's a snake for a minute. So I wanted to give you a heads up so you can pencil that in. Thank you. Excellent. Yeah, excellent.
It's very nice you guys have pre-planned surprises. I don't think the humans really do that. It's usually not a surprise anymore.
You know, if you fail to plan, you know, you plan to fail. I mean, that's... How are we ever going to be surprised if we don't know it's coming? You know what I'm saying?
That's another thing. I don't appreciate you saying that, Jonas. You know, I have to say at this point, I just don't like the cut of your jib, sir. I don't like the direction this interview is going.
That's right. This is this guy's obviously a speciesist.
Yeah, he's like, what's the deal?
What's the deal? I don't know what the problem is. I mean, it's just like we're giving. You know, we keep giving, and he just keeps just taking a giant dump on us. I don't know. I just feel weird about it. You know, I feel great. Yeah.
You know, I think we'll just end it there, then. I don't like your tone anymore.
Now, wait a minute, Jonas. Before we go, I wanted to, you know, like I say, we can feel emotions. And right now, you're feeling a little bit queasy about your aunt's domestic hand-washing abilities.
Yeah, and actually, you know, it's funny that you say that, because what I'm getting from him is that he's imagining a friend of his dressed up like a turkey dinner, and he like in the cartoons, like he's maybe gonna eat his friend.
Don't eat your friend, Jonas.
Once again, guys, you have an amazing ability. I was thinking about Thanksgiving at my aunt's house, and after dishes, she couldn't properly wash her hands. They were dirty. I mean, we had to cut one of them off. Yeah. We got a red hot poker. We fucking seared her off at the wrist. I mean, it was a very unfortunate day.
Well, I mean, but, you know, just like the old Buddhist story, who knows if it's good news or bad news until later. Maybe one day she'll need to hook something with her hook that she now has, and she wouldn't have been able to hook it before.
One day the family will be at one side of a giant gully, and there'll be a rope, and Aunt Mahamaluka will hold all of us and use her hook hand to fly across the gully and save our lives.
Exactly. With a name like Mahamaluka, you're expecting her to save your life at some point.
Well, I know the Hawaiian language, and that's Hawaiian for jumps into underneath a trampoline.
You jump into underneath a trampoline? That's a fucking amazing ability. I like it.
Yeah. It's weird that they have one word that means that.
Yes.
like one single word, like that they needed to come up with a word for that. It's strange.
We've turned this interview around. You're my two favorite cows in the world now. I'm so glad you called in.
We really appreciate the time, and appreciate you coming around on your backward views on our species.
I was a cowcist before you guys called. That's a cow racist.
Sure.
But now I think I've changed my ways. I changed my ways. Now I'm a cow lover. A cower. Maybe a coward would be the problem.
Well, you know, the turncoats are the best zealots, they say. You know, like, once you turn it around, you're as pro-cow as you were anti before, and we appreciate your support. He's with us for life now.
I am. Yep.
We're going to have to send him one of the hats that we have. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, what do they look like? I want to know.
They have they're about 2.5 feet tall, but only about 3 inches wide. It's really just attached to a headband. What do we have on written on the headbands now, Terry?
The headband is in big neon letters. It says, "Crying is the best tool."
Oh.
Excellent.
So it's like a headband with a broomstick on it.
Yeah, and we have it delivered by a gray poltergeist.
Oh. Yeah.
And it has a faucet on it, and it holds about a gallon of pure estrogen.
Wow, you guys have bottled estrogens as cows at a farm? How'd you figure that out?
Maybe he doesn't think we're capable of doing things like this, Frank.
It sounds to me like he just thinks that we have no ability for science.
Frank and Terry, let me stop you right there. I just want to know how you do it without thumbs.
Oh, okay. Well, he's asking how we overcome our natural disability. Instead of thumbs, we use Christmas.
Oh.
we receive most of our science as a gift. Every year.
Yeah. I had a friend who used Christmas to do a lot of things, mainly crying and suicide, but you know.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are booming industries that time of year.
So many people commit suicide because of all those Christmas carols that mention it. If they just wouldn't write so many Christmas carols that dwell on taking your own life.
Yeah, Silent Night, that noose is not tight enough. It's one of my favorites.
Jingle Pills.
Jingle Pills. That's a great anthem. I love like the hook on that.
Yeah, and God rest ye hoes in the closed up garage.
that's my favorite. That's absolutely my favorite one.
Gorgeous.
You guys heard Silver Bells, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Does that one have something in there about suicide?
No, I'm just saying there's an alternate version that's become popular, and it's called Gun Pointed in Your Eye.
Oh, it's very similar, I see.
Yeah, for sure.
And also, frankly, the original Silver Bells is really about suicide if you swallow a large silver bell.
It can cause a problem, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, death by silver bell. I've seen it a million times. Well, before we let you guys go today, Frank and Terry, you guys have anything else you want to say to the Crazy Town listeners?
That goes double for me.
Oh, I like it. All right, guys. Well, thanks for finding cell phones, phone booths, all that shit, discussing all your disabilities, your enhancements to life, your secret powers. We may have to have you on again sometime, but thank you so much for calling in today.
You guys
have a great one.
You too, buddy.
Thanks, man. So Kate and Jeff, what do you guys think about those cows?
It's weird how quiet we got while they were talking.
Yeah, I was just so stunned that they were talking cow. I just couldn't say a word.
Every time I've talked to a cow, I'm usually quiet, except for today because I'm like hosting a show, so I had to talk to him. Normally, I'm in awe.
Sure.
Yeah, well, you had to work through your stunned silence, but we
didn't.
You
figure, if a cow's going to start talking, you kind of want to give it some room because you've got to know what it's going to say, I guess. Yeah.
When I was growing up, I always thought they were talking all the time, and then my parents told me they're just chewing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Have you guys ever heard the other rendition of Silver Bells, the I Got a Gun in My Eye? It's very beautiful.
No.
Yeah. I don't know that. I did read a Way in a Sealed Up Manger with a cyanide pellet in acid.
Whoa.
That's that's always great when you hear the carolers go around the neighborhood.
It's a very uplifting night when they come around singing that one.
Yeah,
and then there's a I Wish You a Merry Head Detonation.
I've laid in my bed on Christmas Eve listening to the Head Detonation song so many times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or Deck the Halls with Bathtub Toasters. is really a sweet one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is about all the time we have for today. I do want to thank everyone for listening. Please share this, follow us, send us what you fucking hate about the show. We definitely want to know about it. Once again, Jeff and Cade from Super PB Time, you guys are fucking awesome. Everyone, their show is great. It's hilarious improv podcasting. Once guys, you have anything else to say, tell people where to check your shit out, go whatever you want to say.
No, just once again, just come find us on Twitter at Super PB Time and just listen wherever you're listening to this podcast. We're on that too. So come check us out.
Yes,
I promise
indeed.
It's not like anything else.
It's not like anything else.
It's very, very awesome. If you guys haven't heard it, you have to at least give one episode a try. So once again, our website is thecrazytown.com. You can follow us on Twitter at thecrazytownpod. Give us a review on iTunes, SoundCloud.com, whatever else you guys want to check us out at. It's all listed on thecrazytown.com. For Jeff and Cade and Jonas, we are out.